Magic 2CH, Dominic Steele here this evening, filling in for Kel Richards. And I want to go back in time now to the early Australian missions amongst the Aboriginal peoples. And at the forefront of those works were Christians. And what is not well known is that the Christians were often acting, sometimes in partnership with the government, but often significantly out of step. I'm hearing criticism around the place of some of those Christian missions. And I thought I'd do a bit of fact-checking. Stephen Atkinson is on the line. He's an Aboriginal elder. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Oh, no problem.
You've been involved in several debates recently where Christians have come under significant criticism. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, I hear it quite often that a lot of the Aboriginal people, I think it's the fact that a lot of them don't look right back in the history. They look at more recent history around what happened on the missions, and they try to blame the missionaries for a lot of what's happened to Aboriginal people, as in losing language, losing culture, being displaced from tribal lands and different things like that. So I've done a bit of research into the facts of the things myself, and, yeah, I've sort of try and put another spin on it, contrary to what most people like to believe.
So what have you found out in your research?
Well, I more centre my stuff around what happened at Maloga Mission, which was about 25-30 k's north of Echukamwema on the Murray River, and Kamaraganja, that came after Maloga, and what happened around there. But it's a common theme in a lot of areas where I think a lot of the first missionaries, or what was called the first missionaries, I believe a lot of them were just humanitarians who happened to be Christian, to be honest, wanted to try and protect and help the people survive a lot of the atrocities that were going on at the time.
So tell us about this Christian man, Daniel Matthews.
Yeah, well, Daniel Matthews, he started Maloga Mission, which I've mentioned, and he started that in 1874, and that ran right up until 1888, thereabouts, where everyone was taken off and taken up to what's now Kamaraganja, the land. It's more an Aboriginal reserve, I'd like to say, than a mission, because it wasn't run by missionaries as such.
Mm.
But Daniel Matthews, I think he was a great man. I think he's admittedly himself, or he's, through his granddaughter's writings, Nancy Cato, who wrote Mr. Maloga, he was fairly hard at times. But the people really received him well, and what he was doing there on Maloga.
There are stories,
and a lot of people flocked there, I suppose, for protection.
There are stories of him kind of going into stations and breaking chains where young Aboriginal women were tied to beds as sex slaves and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's recorded in his diaries and in the book Mr. Maloga itself. He'd go into missions, he'd quite often be punched by station owners or station workers who wanted to keep the girls there. He'd had shots fired over his head. Came pretty close to being shot a few times himself. But I suppose the courage of the man to want to help these young women. I mean, the first two girls who came onto Maloga Mission were both 14-year-old. And one had a 12-month-old and the other had a 15-month-old and an 18-month-old baby. So, they were having babies very young because of what was happening on the missions. And Daniel Matthews found it atrocious and tried to save initially what was for the young girls. And Maloga was created for the young girls to save them being used on the stations for sex slaves and things like that. So, yeah, it was a very courageous act on his behalf.
Stephen, the governments and the Aboriginal Protection Board That was a change in policy from what had been going on earlier with the missionaries.
Yeah, most definitely. Like talking about Maloga, started in 1874 in New South Wales. The Aboriginal Protection Board wasn't created until 1883 in New South Wales, and much to the push of Daniel Matthews, who was looking to try and get financial support or at least make his mission as such a ration depot where the people could come and he could help look after them.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for him, it was to his detriment, because when the Aboriginal Protection Board was created, they came in, sent a manager to Maloga by 1885, and by 1888 had moved everyone off mission away from Daniel Matthews and the good work he started. So I think that's the main point, is that it was government involvement that really started to ruin the good work that the missionaries had started in the early days. And once the protection boards were created and policies such as the assimilation policy, which seen so many people taken from their families and put into homes and different things like that were created, it really started to be detrimental to the people.
Mm.
Yeah? So it was more so the government policies and the government's actions that ruined the mission systems and the good work that the initial missionaries, like I say, who was humanitarian, what the good work that they'd started was pretty much ruined by the time the government intervened and started with the Aboriginal Protection Board.
So the sense that that I have is that the older generation today of Aborigines are saying, you know what, we're actually better off under the missionaries than under the government system.
Well, some still say that today. And William Cooper, I think he was about a 13, 14-year-old lad when Maloga was started. And actually, it may have been at 11. But he actually said to Daniel Matthews, there can't be a better place than this. I want to stay here forever. So, I mean, he really had an affinity with Daniel Matthews and the work that he'd started at Maloga.
Mm.
And unfortunately, well, William went on from that to be one of the largest advocates throughout Australia for Aboriginal people.
Yep.
Because of, what was started, I suppose, at Maloga and what he'd seen.
Mm. Hey, mate, thanks for talking to us tonight.
No problem at all.
Stephen Atkinson on the line there. He's an Aboriginal elder and discussing the whole issue of Christian missions amongst Aboriginal peoples in the early part of the Australian settlement.